If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 11th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Amanda Peet, who is 39. Vicki Peterson of the Bengals turns 53 today. Big man himself, Clarence Clemens, is 69 of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Apologies for yesterday. Audio Boo was having problems, and I couldn't upload. You know, I produce these. I use GarageBand and put these together and then upload them to Audio Boo. You can just get an app or some sort of, you know, record live onto Audio Boo, which I choose not to do because I like my little intro music. Oh, no. Yes, I know. I'm allowed to still be anal retentive when it comes to broadcasting and doing a podcast for 20 people. Whew. Yeah, I'm rethinking everything I do on the internet. Everything is up for discussion and review. It's getting to the point where life's no fun anymore. Sorry. Broken to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Occupational hazard of 30 years in radio. You know we've had snow here and ice, actually, mostly ice, not a whole lot of snow. And I was recanting the other day to a radio friend and said, you know, you remember when every time it would snow, we would always get stuck at the radio station. And so it's really weird for me to be free on my own recognizance and have there be inclement weather. I mean, usually this is when broadcast people, and shamefully, it's not that way anymore. You know, now television and the internet sort of taken over the mantra. It used to be if you heard a shower in the middle of the night or thunderstorm or inclement weather, you turned on your radio to get that information. But it's not true in America anymore because of the decline of the broadcast industry, which brought to mind, as one thing leads to another in my little pea brain, we had something called the Bill Elder World Tour. I haven't played a radio clip in a while. But it was a deal where we would go to a small town because we covered half the state of Georgia. And everything took place in Macon or Forsyth or Warner Robins or Perry. But there were these outlying areas over half of this state. And we thought, wouldn't it be great to do something for them? So we got a bunch of T-shirts printed. We had prizes to give away. And I would do a morning show, go home, try to rest, go back to the station. My twin brother, Hal Sutton, I called him that because we didn't look at all alike, who was our chief engineer back then, we would get in the van and we would go somewhere and see the people.
67 degrees, Bill Elder World Tour comes to Bebop's this afternoon across from Mercer University at from 4 o'clock to 6. And remember, if you're not there at 4, the shirts are gone by about 4:15, folks. So it's a limited edition. But we do have some other things for you, like star-studded mini posters. We'll have the incredible prize catalog brochures there if you didn't get one. Cassettes, albums, pizza, all the Bill Elder World Tour. You know, we get so many different sources of information here at 99 Ways. We have Associated Press. We have a direct satellite uplink with USA Today, which is pretty darn impressive. And this just in, I think there's going to be a slight change in our news department, the Herald Examiner. And Harold downstairs says he's tired of people looking at him.
So. That's it for me. We're back tomorrow.